Thank you, Mr. Moderator. Ladies and gentlemen, this is indeed the epitome of democracy we see here tonight, and I thank you for all coming out. Economist J.W. Smith has a trenchant of truth to tell us. An enormous share of our wealth has been stolen. That theft began the monopolization of land by especially a few wealthy elites. They then quickly moved on to the monopolization of technology and labor. At first, people fought back against the thieves, but initial conquest gave way to laws structured to protect the rights of these thieves. The final step was the erasure of this history from our social memory, paired with the concomitant mythology that condones the theft of the commons, declaring any suggestion of a more equitable arrangement infeasible, ineffective, or impossible. We now accept monopolization as normal, and thus it harms to the world's poor, to workers in the industrial world, and ultimately to the planet, are rendered invisible. From the Whole Earth Catalog, I remember from the 60s, a quote that said, "In the history of the world, it will be written that we murdered the earth." Also, I have a quote from Derek Jensen's book, Endgame, which I think is most poignant. "Those in power have made it so we have to pay simply to exist on the planet. Those in power will repress us no matter what we do or don't do. And if we do anything, they will ratchet it up. What is our solution? Probably the most common chosen solution, which is no solution at all, is to never upset those in power. That is, to use tactics deemed acceptable to those in power. The main advantage of pursuing this non-option is that you get to feel good about yourself for fighting the good fight against the system of exploitation, which, while not exactly putting at risk the benefits you gain from this same system." Isn't this precisely the purpose of this public hearing? By humoring us with a semblance of airing of our opinions, you will indeed proceed anyway, sirs. If we resist to the point of defiance, the police will be called in to disperse the group or arrest the offenders. This is not democracy. This is fascism. We do not err because of the truth is difficult to see. It is visible at a glance. We err because this is more comfortable, which was said by Alexander Solzhenitsyn.
You have about a minute left.
And that's what we're looking for, more comfort. However, if we do not take our circumstance of unsustainability, Mother Nature will eventually do it for us without pity, I guarantee it. Future generations will look back on us and say, "What were you thinking? Why didn't you see the truth? Why did you use it all up? So now there is little left for us, our children, or our children's children, to enjoy what was once had in abundance. Why?" Before we spend megabucks contributing to the unsustainability of civilization, and you may think hydropower is perfectly sustainable, it is not. It will require a generation of fossil fuel base that is rapidly disappearing to manufacture and sustain the infrastructure of the grid. In fact, this is needed even...
Sorry, continue. You have about 30 seconds left.
All right. In fact, this is needed if even for solar and wind power. So we're in quite a fix, aren't we? In Germany, they have subsidized the banks to, they have not exactly subsidized, but I did some research on this and found out that the banks in Germany are giving low interest loans to the citizens for solar power. And now
I'm sorry, but I am going to have to cut you.
May I say, in summary, we are living in a playground of idiotic mistakes. Global as well as economic capitalism revolves around four impossible factors supporting unsustainability: a constantly expanding base of cheap resources, constantly expanding markets, a need for constantly expanding labor, and this is what the Northern Pass is all about, constantly expanding cheap energy. There's also intermingled with the above constantly expanding consumption. These factors are about to cause corporate profits to decline. This cannot and should not be sustained as a local nor global model. In our comfort of denial, we don't like to think about these things, but you will proceed nonetheless to propagate a sustainable paradigm. Welcome to the end of the world.